we appreciate Johnny's diligence in that speech he just made. I thought it was a good speech. I don't think he's correct, and we're going to try to show where he's wrong, but I think he did a good job. We appreciate him having the courage to defend his position. Most are not willing. Johnny began by saying, I thought we were here to discuss social meals, not IK, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Johnny, I think you knew my point, but you're acting like you missed the point. My point was, of course, we're not discussing ice skating, and you don't believe in the church sponsoring ice skating, but I said that the ice skating and the church social meals were in the same category. By the same reason you authorize the church social meals, you authorize the church ice skating. Like you preachers out there, if you're preaching and stealing, you might say, cheating on your taxes is like robbing a bank. You're saying they're in the same category. A lot of people might cheat on their taxes, but they would never rob a bank. So you're saying both of them are stealing. If robbing a bank's wrong, and you agree with that, then don't cheat on your taxes because it's the same thing. And I'm saying the same thing with the ice skating and all these other things. It's in the same category. It's all just fun, food, and frolic. I think Johnny knew that, but he acted as if he misunderstood it. And then Johnny spent some time defining social different than me. You know, that's where you run into a problem defining words. You would spend the whole debate arguing over the definition of social. He said, well, if we're not supposed to be social, are we supposed to be antisocial? Since that's an antonym of that. Well, let's try that reasoning out on you, Johnny. You said, is the water in the baptistry, is that holy? No, it's not holy. Therefore, it must be unholy? The water in the baptistry is unholy? You see, that kind of reasoning won't work. We all knew what we were talking about. Whether or not we spend hours and hours trying to argue over the definition of social, it makes no difference whatsoever. It's all just a waste of time. We know what the issue in this debate is, whether or not we can agree on the definition of that word. What you brethren do with what I call the social meals, you call them anything you want, in the fellowship hall, that's the issue tonight. Now defend that and don't waste your time arguing over the definition of the word. There are many definitions for words, and I gave a word, the definition for that word, that describes what you guys do in your social meals. He just went to a different definition. We could do that all night long. And then he asked about the wedding in the church building. I'm opposed to that in the way that weddings are normally done because it's a social event, so I'm opposed to the weddings in the church building. He said, is it wrong to change the diapers in the building? No. It's not wrong to change the diaper. It's not wrong to have a restroom or a water fountain. These things, the diaper changing room and the restroom, that's all done there to facilitate the worship assemblies, the meeting. But let me ask you a question. I agree it's all right for the mother to change the diaper in the nursery. That's fine. But does that justify a countywide diaper changing contest? Now that's the reason you would have. Because I say it's right for a mother to change the diaper in the nursery, therefore, would that authorize a countywide diaper changing contest there at the church building? No. And so neither would it authorize a church social meal. The woman changed, the mother changing the diaper. You see, you have a water fountain in the building. We do that to facilitate meeting. People need to drink water there. Does that authorize a church social meal or the changing of the diaper? Well, that's Johnny's reasoning. The changing of the diaper authorizes a church social meal. Well, then what about the countywide diaper changing contest? The kids might be playing chase in the parking lot. You ever seen that? I have my hand. Does that authorize a church ball team? Johnny would say no. The teens discuss a popular movie in the foyer after church services. Does that authorize a church movie theater? The men talk football in the foyer. Jason and I were talking about baseball just a while ago in the foyer. Does that authorize a church football stadium? No. The women discuss recipes in the foyer. Does that authorize a church cooking school? The brother instructs another on plumbing while fixing the toilet. My father-in-law has done that to me before at a church building, teaching me how to fix the toilet. Does that authorize a church plumbing school? Johnny would say no. The preacher's son plays computer game while waiting on his dad, or maybe he's playing tic-tac-toe. Does that authorize the church having a video game festival? Obviously not. The deacon's wife listens to the radio while cleaning the building. Does that authorize having a secular music concert in your fellowship hall? Obviously not. What about the man who briefly rubs his sore bicep while listening to the sermon? You ever done that before? Does that authorize a church massage parlor? All of us can see the point. Just because a woman changes a diaper in the nursery, that doesn't authorize a church countywide church diaper changing contest in the church building. And I think we can see the point. And then Johnny brought up 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11. He talks about when you withdraw from somebody, you're not eating them. He says that proves they were eating in the church. How do you know that, Johnny? Why do you say that proves they were eating in the church? There's no such thing. That would contradict 1 Corinthians 11. What? Have you not houses to drink in? Notice verse 34. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. Notice it didn't say what Johnny said it said. It didn't say when you eat in the church assembly, make sure you share. It taught that, but it didn't just say that. How did Paul solve the problem? Whatever the problem was in 1 Corinthians 11, how did he solve it? He didn't just say share. He said, if you're hungry, eat at home. That's exactly what our brethren do. When we will eat together, we do it as individuals at home. This condemns eating a meal to satisfy hunger in the church assembly. And 1 Corinthians 5 verse 11 then would have to be talking about meals outside the assembly. Johnny, when you withdraw from a member where you live, yeah, I believe it's in Tennessee, do you think it's okay to eat with them as long as it's not in the church assembly, as long as it's at somebody's house? Is that okay? Or do you agree that 1 Corinthians 5 verse 11 is talking about not eating with somebody as an individual at somebody's house? I think we know when you withdraw from somebody, you're not going to eat with them at their house, a social meal, a common meal to satisfy hunger. This is not talking about the church assembly anymore. Have you ever seen a debate with the Pentecostal women preachers? Almost without fail, they're going to bring up 1 Corinthians 11, 4 through 5, or Acts 21, verse 9, where it said Philip had four virgin daughters who prophesied. See, he had Philip. He had daughters that prophesied. That proves a woman can be a preacher. What's the answer to that? 1 Corinthians 14, 34, and 35 says a woman's not to speak in the church. So where Philip's four virgin daughters prophesied must have been outside the church. Because the Bible doesn't contradict itself. So when we see one passage that says don't eat your common meal in the assembly, 1 Corinthians 11 says eat it at home, then we know when we see 1 Corinthians 5 verse 11 talking about eating together, Christians, it must not be talking about in the church assembly. The same way you answer the Pentecostal and women preachers debate, I answer Johnny's argument tonight. If I'm wrong on how I'm answering Johnny, then the Pentecostals are right on women preachers. Acts 21 verse 9 does prove that women preachers are okay. Because I'm answering it the same way. And he said, Pat, what about all those other times in 1 Corinthians that talks about not eating? And he quoted, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 8 verse 13. He quoted it as, I will never again eat meat. We're not to eat meat. When a brother thinks that it's wrong, the context tells us when we're not to eat that meat. If this meat offered an idol, if a brother thinks it's wrong to do that, don't do it in front of him. And in 1 Corinthians 11, it tells us when not to eat. Not in the church assembly. Do it at home. You see that? So we're not to eat when the brother thinks it's wrong, meat offered to idols, and we're not to eat in the church assembly. Instead, we're to do that at home. Perfectly consistent. Perfectly consistent. And then he brought up Matthew 14, 15 through 18. Put up 29. 29, Tristan. I'm sorry, I didn't get that last chart to you. He talks about Jesus. And they were, when he was teaching, they fed people sometimes. Of course, he said in John 6, he hoped people didn't come. He criticized people for coming just for the food. Matthew 14, 15 through 18, Jesus fed people while he was teaching. First of all, this is an individual activity. This is not the church activity. Do we know the difference in the individual and the church? I spent a lot of time laboring over that in my first speech. Did Johnny address it? I'm not sure that he did. Do any of you brethren believe that the church was in existence at this time? In Matthew 14, 15 through 18. Now, in Matthew 16, which is two chapters after this, Jesus said, I will build my church, future. And we know it came into existence in Acts 2:47 when he said, the Lord added to the church daily such as to be saved. So if the church was not in existence at this time, how could it provide authority for the church to do something? It can't, can it? Okay? The church is not in existence at this time. How can it provide authority for the church to do something? Notice the difference in the individual and the church. John said, I didn't use any passages that I just quoted Gary Grizel. Well, what were the passages that, on that same chart that Gary, I had Gary, quotes from Gary Grizel, what were they? 1 Timothy 5:16, Johnny, did I use this passage? If any man or woman that believeth hath widows, let them relieve him. Let not the church be charged. I used the passage so the difference in the individual and the church. Johnny said I didn't use any passages. I just quoted somebody. That was on the same chart. Acts 4 verse 5, while it remained, was it not thine own? Referring to Ananias and Sapphira and the money they had after they sold the land. After it was sold, was it not in thine own power? I didn't use any passages, did I? Just ignore this one. Proves the difference, the individual and the church. Matthew 18:16-17, if a brother sins against you, go to him. If he won't hear you, take you one or two more. If he won't hear all of you guys, the two or three, then go and tell it to the church. Shows the difference, the individual and the church. Right? So we didn't just quote Gary Grizel, an institutional preacher. We used the passages that he was using. So if we look at Acts 5, verse 42. In Acts 5, 42, let's look at this. Johnny compared or paralleled or put together Acts 5, 42. It says, they in the temple in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. So it says they preach in every house. And he says, okay, Therefore, look at compare that, or put it together with Acts 2, verse 46. It says, they ate bread from house to house. Therefore, they were preaching in the same place they were eating. I agree with that. They were. What does that prove? This was in house to house. That's my hope. Remember what 1 Corinthians 11 says? You're not supposed to eat in the church assembly, but instead eat at home? That's our position. That's where we get together and eat, from house to house. Do we preach house to house? You brethren do personal work, don't you? I try to do a lot of personal work, and I go house to house to try to preach the gospel. So yes, we eat in the same places that we preach, house to house. But we don't eat in the church assembly. 1 Corinthians 11 tells us that's wrong. We love the Lord, so when God tells us not to do something, we're not going to do it. And he says, because I don't want to do it. No. Boy, I wish that was authorized to eat in the church assembly or to have fellowship halls. I just love fried chicken. If it were up to me, I would do it every Sunday. Not because I don't want to do it, because I want to do it, but the Lord told me not to. Now in Acts 2, 45 and 46, you know, it says they met daily one according to the temple. I take it back to the church. The assembly was there. Remember, there were 3,000 people. It takes a large place for them to assemble. Then they broke bread from house to house. That's the individuals. You remember in Acts 2:45, the verse before that, it says they sold their possessions and goods. Who was selling their possessions? Was it the church had some land, and the church was selling its land? No, the individuals, like Ananias and Sapphira, sold their possessions to give to the church so the church could part it out to those in need. Now we looked at Acts 5 verse 4, and I think Johnny would agree with Gary Grizzell on this. He says, while it remained, was it not in their own, and after it was sold, was it not in their own power? Doesn't that prove that while the money, Ananias and Sapphira, while they had the land, after they sold the land, once they had the money from the sale of the land, that it was still theirs? It wasn't the church's? Of course. So in Acts 2:45, it says they sold their possessions. That's the individuals. We know that. And then they give the money to the church. So that's individuals. So who's eating their house out? Individuals. The same people that sold their possessions are eating from house to house. So again, this doesn't provide authority for the church eating together as the church per se. Do you see that? This is individuals. And then, Johnny made fun of me for the mantra of holy water. Remember I said yes in this sense, no in the other sense. And the sense I said no is everything that's in the church building is not holy in the sense that the Catholics use the term. And then you know how Johnny made fun of me? He acted like I agreed with the Catholics. He said, well, holy water in the baptistry or in the toilet. But he was using the word holy in the sense the Catholics use it. I said yes in the sense of holy when it says set apart for the Lord's use, or in this case, set apart for the church's use. So when we contribute on the first day of the week, 1 Corinthians 16, the money into the church treasury is holy in the sense that it's to be used for what the Lord instructs us to use it for. Preaching the gospel, helping needy saints, facilitating worship assemblies. It's set apart for those reasons that the Bible gives, that the New Testament gives. It's not set apart, that's the definition for the word holy, it's not set apart for fun, food, and frolic, which is what Johnny is trying to defend tonight. Is it? Now, Johnny had 20 minutes worth of speaking. Did he give you a passage that says the church is authorized to use its money to fund food and frolic? And I don't even have to use those words. Does anybody recall a passage he used that proved that? He didn't. If he did, then the ice skating would be authorized. The Super Bowl viewing party would be authorized. That's why I brought up that chart, number 33. Put it up, Kristen. I brought that up not to say that Johnny agrees with that, but to say that the reason that says that the church can use its money for social meals, for fun, food, and frolic, would also say they can do all of this. They can have Dave Ramsey in. They can have a fashion show. They can have a Super Bowl party. After all, if you get them in here to the church building as a denomination, say, you might be able to preach to them. That's the denominational justification for doing all these things. But these are churches of Christ doing this. The justification to the church social meal, the same reason would authorize all of these things that Johnny disagrees with. Like I said, it's parallel to, if you can cheat on your taxes, then it's okay to rob a bank. They're both stealing. If you can use the Lord's money for something He didn't authorize, like a church social meal, then you can use it for all these other things that we know all of you don't agree with. Do you see my point? How much time, Jason? 5.5 minutes. Thank you. Now, I would like you to look back at this chart that Jason, that Johnny, didn't get to. And it was because of lack of time, certainly. You don't have near enough time to get what the other person says. He did talk about 1 Corinthians 11 extensively. But remember, one of the main things I brought up is that the church treasury, that money, the Bible, the New Testament, does not authorize using this for the church social meals. Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Since the church-owned building was paid for with the congregation's money, it should only be used for what the congregation's money can be used for, including preaching the gospel, helping needy saints, facilitating worship attendance. Everybody agree with me so far, except the part about the being needy saints only, which we'll talk about tomorrow night. I think we all agreed on that, right? I'm not asking you to speak up, Guyton, but do you have another thing on, when you preach on this, what the church has authorized this money for, do you have another thing on this list? Does somebody have a fourth element? There might be a fourth thing to put on this list, and if there is, if you find the Bible, we'll stick it on here. But I can't put on that list fun, food, and frolic, can you? Use the church money for fun, food, and frolic, like church social meals, basketball, gymnasiums, ice skating, the Dave Ramsey seminars, Super Bowl viewing party. Can you find that category? I can't do it. Let's look back at 1 Corinthians 11. Remember, we've got a problem here. We'll say the problem is, though I'm not 100% sure what it is, but they're changing the Lord's Supper into a common meal, meaning they're doing it to satisfy their hunger. Okay? I may not be exactly right on the problem, so it won't do any good for Johnny to disagree with that little detail, because that's not important to my point. What is important to my point is what is Paul's solution to their problem? How does, when they were doing something wrong in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 17 through 34, having to do with the Lord's Supper, how does Paul solve the problem? How does Paul solve the problem? Well, he says, what? Have you not houses to eat and drink in? Then he says in verse 34, if any man hunger, let him eat at home. So he didn't just say, you should share the food. He didn't just say that. If he had said, if that's all he had said, then Johnny would have a point. The way he solved the problem, he said, if any man hunger, let him eat at home. In other words, don't do it in the church assembly. Just like in 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35, when it says, it's a shame for women to speak in the church, let a woman keep silence in the church. What is he saying? He says, if she has a question, verse 35, let her ask her husband at home. What is he saying by that? He's not saying, per se, the only place she can ask the question is at home, at the house. He's not saying that. He's saying, she should ask her question somewhere other than the church assembly. Are we agreed on that in 1 Corinthians 14, 35? When he says the woman should ask her question at home, he's not saying the only place she can ask the question is at the house, but he's saying, don't do it in the church assembly. She's not to speak in the church assembly, and here's a place that she can ask the question. That's exactly what he's doing in 1 Corinthians 11 when he said, if any man hunger, let him eat at home. He's not saying the only place you can eat the meal is at the house. You can't do it at a restaurant. What he's saying is, don't eat the common meal, by common I mean one to satisfy hunger, in the church assembly. That's what he's saying. Parallel that to 1 Corinthians 14. I'm trying to find a chart on that. Hold my time, Jason, until I find that. Okay, start back up, Jason. 1 Corinthians 14:35b, and if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. What does that mean? She's not to speak in the church. Verse 34 and 35. 1 Corinthians 11:34a, if any man hunger, let him eat at home. What does that mean? Not to eat in the church assembly. Just like 1 Corinthians 14. That means exactly the same thing. And that's why I'm opposed to the church eating common meals in the church assembly, because Paul said that it's wrong. Again, not because I don't like it or I don't want to do it, because up to me, we do it all the time. Every Sunday, we'd have fried chicken and french fries there. That's not it. It's because Paul said specifically, don't do it in no uncertain terms, very plain and clear. If you're going to eat, let him eat at home if you're hungry. So we're not to eat to satisfy our hunger in the church assembly. Now, everybody look at Matthew 15, verse 14, and then we'll close. In Matthew 15, verse 14, it says, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. You know what he's talking about there? He's talking about the Pharisees. But does that passage only apply to Pharisees, or could it apply to false teachers today? If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. It applies to just more than the Pharisees, because he didn't say if the Pharisees lead the blind, the Pharisees both and the followers upon this. He said the blind lead the blind. It's a general statement. It condemns the Pharisees, but it condemns any false teacher. It says, don't follow him, you both fall in the ditch, you both be lost. He uses the general to condemn the specific. And that's what he does in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 17 to 34. They're doing something wrong with the Lord's Supper. How does he condemn it? He doesn't use the specific per se, you ought to share with one another. He uses the general. If you're hungry, eat at home. That condemns any common meal eaten in the church assembly. Thank you very much for your time.